Welcome to Press TV's special coverage of the ongoing onslaught on the Gaza Strip. Standing by is our correspondent Akram Al-Satari to bring us up to scratch with the very latest developments. Akram, you're in front of the Shifa Hospital. Just walk us through about what's happening right now on the ground.
Well, I'm reporting from Al-Shifa Hospital, as you have just said, and I have seen in the past few minutes four injuries coming to Al-Shifa Hospital from the front lines, from the people who are trying to see their homes and to check what has happened and the extent of destruction that has been caused to the infrastructure and to their houses. And they ended up shot by the Israeli snipers that are active in the nearby areas. So despite the ceasefire, Israeli occupation is still targeting the population in the areas that were invaded by Israeli troops in Gaza City and also throughout the Gaza Strip.
Well, Akram, then it just brings up the question of what is the point of the ceasefire if Israel is going to continue killing and shooting at civilians?
Well, this is a very valid point. The ceasefire is taking effect and Israel is still targeting the people in those areas. And that gives us a big question how can Israel do such a thing? I think the Palestinian resistance, those type of exercises or practices by the Israeli occupation destroyed the ceasefire in past two times. So now we will have to wait and see what would be the response of the Palestinian factions. This specific term was promoted by Egyptian authorities. They're suggesting that there would be a ceasefire into the Gaza cities and the whole Gaza Strip, but the ceasefire wouldn't be taking effect into the boundaries of the Gaza Strip. And now we see the people in the boundaries of the Gaza Strip falling injured, or maybe some of them would die because there's one injury is in a critical condition back here at Al-Shifa. So we'll see what can this do to the whole ceasefire and whether it can hold anymore or not.
Right now, Akram, also speaking of whether this ceasefire can hold, Hamas has already announced that the Palestinian resistance groups will observe the ceasefire unless Israeli troops violate it. What does that mean? What is the red line for the Palestinian resistance movements before they say the ceasefire has indeed been broken by Israel?
Well, the statement that was made by Hamas is built out the red line. Civilians are the red line. Palestinians are the red line. If the Israeli occupation keeps targeting the civilians and the Palestinians, then the Palestinian military wings, different wings, including Hamas, Al-Qassam, Saraya Al-Quds, the BFLB, Abu Ali Mustafa, the PDFLB, all of those organizations will target the Israeli troops if they are targeting the civilians. Now they are targeting the civilians, so we'll wait for the few coming hours to see what would be happening. But I think the Palestinian factions will retaliate, and they would end up targeting the troops that targeted the Palestinian civilians of Gaza.
Okay, our correspondent Akram Al-Satari, they're reporting from the Gaza Strip with the very latest. Akram, thank you for updating us on the situation there. Let me now cross over to Ahmed Youssef. He's a former senior advisor to the Palestinian Prime Minister. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Youssef. Now, first of all, what do you make of this ceasefire, the way Israel is conducting it?
Yeah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This ceasefire has been actually seeked by the United Nations, by the Americans, and also by many other Palestinian political factions for a humanitarian purpose, because you know that there are a humanitarian catastrophe. There are still a lot of bodies under the ruins of the building being destroyed by the Israelis. Airstrike. There are people being injured. There are people. There is lack of medicine. There are many other more than 200,000 Palestinian seeking shelters in UNRWA's school, and those people they need a lot of things actually to take care of them. And also the most important thing behind this humanitarian truce or ceasefire, also to give the people who are discussing now in Cairo the time that they can come An agreement that will be accepted by all the Palestinian political faction and also by the world community, because this time Egyptian, yes, they are hosting the talks in Cairo, but the one who will guarantee is not going to be just Egypt. Also, maybe the Americans, the United Nations will contribute to how to make this ceasefire is solid, and how the Israeli will be implemented what has been agreed upon. Yani. So it's very important for humanitarian reason and also for the political talks in Cairo.
Right. Now, Mr. Youssef, also, we do know that Israel has vowed to continue with the operations of finding out where the tunnels are and destroying them despite the ceasefire. We've seen Israel use the pretext of these tunnels, and this has resulted in numerous civilian fatalities and casualties. Do you think that the truce hangs in the balance of how Israel continues to locate and destroy these tunnels?
I don't think they will be able to move one inch in the Palestinian territory. They are still around the border. They are searching around the border. And if they're going to move forward toward the Palestinian towns and cities, I'm sure the resistance will respond for that. But just this is a claim to satisfy the Israeli public opinion and to claim that they achieve some kind of what they can consider it as a victory.
Okay. Also, we do know that the Palestinian resistance movement, Hamas, and Israel or to hold indirect talks in Egypt about a more durable truce. Now, what kind of a truce do you think is going to be agreed upon, if at all?
The truce or the ceasefire agreement is how to keep the situation calm and how to lift the sanction on Gaza and ending the siege, which is one of the most important things that Hamas all the time been demanding, lifting the siege. We are not going to continue with this slow death that imposed on Gaza. So this time, lifting the sanction and also all the crossing to make the people able to move back and forth from Gaza to Cairo or wherever they would like to go. And the Israelis now, they can't dictate on the Palestinian the political system they should form or anything. Also, they should lift their hand from the Palestinian political system, and we have to continue the Palestinian national reconciliation process with this transitional government and to have our own election and our own political system. Israeli should not involve in any of our Palestinian activity. I think this ceasefire is just the beginning to have a solid agreement with the Israelis regarding not to intervene in the Palestinian life and also let the Palestinians to live their life and expand the scale of the kilometers for the fishermen, and also these what they claim it as a buffer zone and preventing farmers from going to their farm. All these things which the Israelis used to have banning the Palestinians from having their degree of freedom to go for fishing or to go to their farm should be lifted. Yeah. So I think the Palestinian one will be in this situation to make an agreement that will satisfy the Palestinian political faction and giving them more confidence in their life, and also the most important thing, ending the siege of Gaza.
Okay, our correspondent Akram Al-Satari is standing by in the Gaza Strip. Akram, as you've been reporting from the ground in Gaza and have been speaking to the Palestinians on the ground over there, what do they feel about a truce or a long-term agreement between Israel and Hamas? There are, of course, calls not just from within Hamas and the Palestinian government, but others as well have said that it is impossible for Gaza to go back to the time of the total siege that was imposed upon it. Just walk us through about what the people in Gaza are saying.
Well, the people in Gaza are saying they will never forgive Hamas if Hamas accepted that they would go back to the siege and to the living under the siege and to the deprivation they have been living for the past few years. The people of Gaza are very well aware that they have been paying a very high price during this escalation and the times even before the escalations, and they are willing now. No matter how big the sacrifices are, they are willing to go back to a life where there is no siege. And they see in that a very basic and pre-necessity for any, or basic grounds for any negotiation between Hamas and the Palestinian factions from one side and Israel from the other side. The people of Gaza now, you see them in the hospitals, you see them in the streets, you talk to them in the UNRWA shelters, you everywhere are very aware that they have been paying the price and are now waiting for the reward after that price. And they see the least of a reward after that price that has been paid is to go back to a life where there is no siege. And they are pushing the resistance, actually, to go on with their, fighting, putting up the fighting till they make, till first of all, they dictate their conditions, and secondly, they go back to a life where